Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy Monday, everybody. And I'm really trying to emphasize on the happy Monday. It's really like a mind over matter situation when it comes to Mondays, especially at the moment, and which is why I feel like this episode might resonate with a lot of people. And it's kind of meant to be a reminder that we're not alone feeling a little bit shit at the moment. But before we get into that, I hope you all had a great weekend. I did absolutely fuck all this weekend. Mainly because on Friday, my cat Stevie went to the vet and had his his balls chopped. Not for really any particular reason, in the sense of he's not being really aggressive. If you guys don't have a cat, I mean, I'm sure you're all aware, like, cats, when they get to a certain age, if their testosterone's really sort of taking over their personality, getting them snipped, if you don't plan to breed them, can really help just kind of like lower their aggressive behavior. But he wasn't really being very aggressive to me. It was more to do with the fact that I'm going away to Amsterdam next weekend, which I'm so excited about. And if he was to go into like catteries in the future, most places don't take him unless he's got the snip, so he doesn't like mate with anyone's cats, and then they go home and they're greeted with a nice surprise of a litter of kittens in like 9 months. But it's also because I'm taking Stevie home for Christmas with me, obviously. And I live down south, like originally in Surrey, always go home for Christmas. And I tend to spend like a couple of weeks down there so I can like catch up socially with everyone, just spend some quality time with my family. But this is the first year that I'll have a cat. My son, obviously he needs to see his grandparents and his auntie. And sometimes a change in environment can trigger the whole like spraying situation that cats do. Apparently he's not been doing that yet here either, so I'm assuming he's just quite content here, hasn't felt the need to mark his territory or, you know, felt uncomfortable or distressed. Apparently you know when your cat starts spraying because it absolutely honks. And my mum's got, well, my parents have got like nice furniture at home, draping curtains, all of that stuff, and I could just see it now, like, I've been bragging about how good Stevie is as a cat, and it's just going to be so nice to, like, take him to a big house where he can run up the stairs and, you know, just explore new places, and it will just be that he sprays on all my parents' nice furniture. So my mum was a bit like, you know, maybe you want to get him snipped, so he went in for that on Friday. Guys, I felt like such a wuss. I'm sure most people do this, or if not, then it's probably just because he's my first cat and my first baby. Like, I took him into the vet, and when she took him away, he was staring at me, and like he was meowing and crying at me, and like I feel like he knew that like something wasn't right. And then as soon as I left the vet, I just got into the car and I burst into tears. Like, it was just I'd already been feeling just so emotional, and I thought it was because like my period was coming, and it literally did. Like that day I just had chronic tummy pains, so I could barely like even like focus on the fact I was like saying goodbye to him, like going into the vet. Like I was just in so much pain, and then that just set me off. Like I literally sobbed the whole way home, got home, and basically just cried all afternoon for like no real reason really. And then the vet called me in what felt like very quick. It was only like a couple of hours later, and the vet was ringing me, and I was like, oh my God, this feels way too soon for her to be ringing me. Is something gone wrong? And then I picked up the phone and was like, hello? But it was all done. Apparently it's a very quick procedure. Did I say that right? Procedure. And she was like, oh, he's already up and scoffing his face. And I was like, oh, that's my boy. And don't ask me why. She was like, oh, he's such a kind-natured, sweet cat, isn't he? Just like so lovely. And I burst into tears again. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, so like I'll just come pick him up in an hour. She was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I had to like hang up immediately because I could feel the tears coming, because I was like, he is just such a sweet boy. Honestly, I feel like everyone must feel that way about their own cat. But I was just an emotional wreck. And I have been like, yeah, the whole of Friday. Saturday, no plans really. Sunday, no plans at all. And I'm actually recording this on Saturday. But yeah, just no plans, just monitoring Steve. And it just got me thinking, all right, and what kind of like inspired this video, which is seasonal depression. I am one for like mind over matter when it comes to this kind of thing, okay? And it's just the daylight savings have really fucking thrown me more than ever. And I don't know why. I feel like we get an extra hour sleep. Yeah. But then why is it getting dark at like 4 when it used to be getting dark at like 8? Like something's gone wrong there. Who do I need to speak to about that? But I just basically wanted to use this episode to just vent, really. Kind of going back on everything I said about being single forever and being okay with it. But it's actually, there's more to it than that. There's more to the seasonal depression than just like feeling single, like really just like feeling the singleness. There's actually science backed behind it, and I didn't realize that. So if you've been feeling shit at the moment and just don't know why, just feeling really low, really just like tired for kind of no reason, just really in your feels, this hopefully is just gonna make you feel a bit better, in the sense of you're absolutely not alone. It's actually science backed that a lot of people will be feeling this way right now. And yeah, maybe just some things that we can do to help this, because it really is a shit feeling, I'm not gonna lie. This is meant to be like the happiest time of the year in terms of like the festive spirit, but you know, it's okay to admit I'm feeling fucking shit.
Any questions? It's normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
Just listening to my like intro jingle, and when I say like it's fun to talk about this kind of stuff, this episode's not so fun, but I feel like mental health is so necessary to speak about, even if it's, you know, not fun. And it's hard to talk about sometimes. And a lot of us like to suffer in silence with this kind of stuff. And especially around this time of year, I feel like this conversation and just talking about our mental health, the way that we're feeling with friends, or even just listening to a podcast like this, can help so much. And I just think it's so necessary. So if there was going to be an episode to share with anyone that you know is maybe feeling a bit down at the moment, this is the one. And maybe it can be a spark of just like talking about this, like amongst friends, amongst family, something like that, and just letting each other know that you're there for each other. But yeah, seasonal depression, what does that mean? And it's not like just a feeling, it's actually like it's actually like a science disorder that people go through. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD as it's otherwise known, is a thing. And it's not just because you're feeling sad, like it actually stands for something. Like if you're just experiencing like lack of energy, like being prone to tears, which I've just found at the moment, like I just thought it was because I was coming on my period, which I'm sure absolutely did have something to do with it. But yeah, just be feeling prone to tears. You're finding it harder than usual to get up in the morning. You know, you've never craved carbs more and you can't think of anything worse than socializing. If this sounds like you, then yeah, seasonal affective disorder is a thing. And I've been just reading a Vogue article where I've got this from, because I don't just want this episode to be me talking about my feelings and like how shit I've been feeling recently. Like I did want to give some like tip and advice, and this article came up and I read that about the whole experiencing the lack of energy, etc., etc., like almost like the symptoms list. And I was like, that is me. That's what I've been going through. Thank fuck it's actually a thing, and it's supposedly obviously quite common. They've done an article about it, and apparently like 1 in 15 people, sorry, suffer from some form of this. So it's common. And if what I just read out is really applicable to you as well, like we're not alone in this, okay? I'm sure we've all heard of like the winter blues. It always comes around this time of year. But I don't know what it is about this year. That's just extra dark. And I just, maybe it's just the last few years just catching up with everyone. There's actually like, whenever I turn on the TV at the moment, it's just the most, I just feel so low about so much that's going on in the world. Our UK government is just in fucking shambles. And obviously I wish it was easy to ignore that, but you know, the cost of living and all of that stuff, you can't ignore that. Our government feels almost like this made up thing because of the fucking, you know, comedy that's been going on. The fucking health secretary is in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, after condemning the nation to, you know, staying inside and not able to be with loved ones. Like, literally, it was this time, like, 2 years ago, was it not, that those rules were put in place? People couldn't go home for Christmas, like, weren't allowed to socialize with, like, big groups of people or people outside of your bubble, which I know a lot of us, myself included, did not stick to those rules, or just, you know, we knew what was safe for us in that sense. So I feel a little bit like, you know, I'm not innocent in that, and I can hold my hands up to that. But I wasn't making the rules. I wasn't controlling the country. Do you know what I mean? So I do feel like he is in a different league and should have been abiding by his guidance and rules. And I'm sorry if you've been watching I'm a Celeb and his explanation of that. He was like, it wasn't the law, it was a guidance. And it was like, but people were getting fined for, you know, the guidance you in place, or just like ridiculed to fuck if, you know, they broke those rules. And to just go on TV and sort of, I don't know, I'm a Celeb, whenever it comes around every year, it's just meant to be, you know, we know Christmas is coming for some reason, even though it's like based in Australia. It's just like, it's on every night. It's our little pick-me-up due to the fact that, you know, it's getting darker earlier. We're feeling a little bit low. Like, I'm a Celeb has always been that show that literally the whole nation, I think, enjoys. Probably one of the best reality TV shows on TV. Like, it's always just been so fun. And maybe that's why this year the seasonal depression just feels shit, because he's on it and just reminding everyone of, you know, the bad times that we've experienced over the last couple of years and the way that he just ruined it for so many people. And now he's on our favorite show every night and we have to watch him. And it's just a reminder for those that really actually were personally affected by the rules that he put in place. You know, not being able to see loved ones in care homes and hospitals and therefore missing final moments with them. Like, he is just a reminder of that. And I don't know, people will be in two minds about it, because I feel like if you personally didn't experience the real effects of his rules, then you'll never truly sort of understand the hatred that a lot of people have towards him. Yes, he had those guidelines in place, but like, if you weren't really affected, you just think he's a bit of a he just cheated on his wife and got caught in Parliament. Like, let's, you know, move past it. Do you know what I mean? I can see why some people don't have the full hatred that some other people have, but I feel like I've always been quite an empathetic person. Wait, is it empathetic or sympathetic when you may not have experienced something yourself, but you can really just, like, feel for that person? Is it empathy or sympathy? I think it might be sympathy, actually. I'm not sure. Sorry, I feel like that was a complete tangent and a bit of a vent. But I'm just like, yeah, that's just adding to like the maybe why these evenings at the moment are just feeling extra, extra low. And don't get me started on why it's dark at 4 p.m. Like when it's been being dark at like 8 p.m. prior to this clocks going forward, backwards, forwards. No, backwards. Yeah, we get the extra hour. It went back. Yay, extra hour in bed. But at what cost? Because it's literally almost dark at like 4. Like me and my friend Lara were discussing. It was at like 5 p.m. And I text her about like plans for something. And I kind of sent her that text thinking that, oh, we'll probably be linking up in like a bit. And I was like, Rachel, it's 5 p.m. Like, I probably won't be seeing her till 8. Why am I texting her now? But it's just because it genuinely felt so much later. It gets to a certain, like, point in the day, and I just feel like the day is gone. The day is over. I'm just, like, so tired at, like, 3 p.m. But apparently it's all backed by science. Apparently, yes, it is, like, the seasonal disorder is actually brought on by the shorter, darker days of autumn and winter. And it's also thought that the lack of sunlight prevents our brain's hypothalamus working properly, leading to increased production of the sleep-inducing hormone, melatonin, and a decreased production of the happy hormone, serotonin. So, if you genuinely feel like you're affected by, you know, the weather or the darkness, that is a thing. It is science-backed. Like, our brain really is affected by something as, you know, not as, like, silly, but it's just something like light and dark can really, really affect the way that we feel. And besides the whole, like, light and dark thing, like, really just triggering the seasonal depression vibes that we've been feeling and experiencing, it then comes along with obviously all of the festiveness that comes around this time of year. For example, this week the Manchester Christmas markets opened up. Do London have Christmas markets? I know in Surrey we don't really have any Christmas markets, but the Manchester Christmas markets, I mean, this is the one thing that I love about Manchester and why I really wanted to move to Manchester. There's always just these fun activities going on all year round, really, but especially at Christmas. There's like ice, like pop-up ice rinks. There's the Christmas markets that are just, you know, you can buy decorations, all of the food, like mini pancakes and chocolate covered strawberries, you know, a Bailey's hot chocolate, just Christmas music all within the like city center. I love it. Like, how can you not love it? And you don't just have to do those things with a partner, but my God, do the Christmas markets and sort of this time of year, if you're single, just add to feeling low and depressed. And Christmas can be such a lonely time of year anyway, especially post-pandemic and all of that. Like, for some, it is just, you know, so many personal things maybe have happened around this time of year within families that, you know, just make you feel low, or maybe you don't have a great dynamic with your existing family. So the thought of going home for Christmas and thinking about the comments that are going to be made, I never really truly sort of appreciate how lucky I am to have such a happy family dynamic around this time of year, because for so many it is not a pleasant time of year at all, and people don't go home to see their family at Christmas, and they would rather spend it alone than be in sort of a toxic environment like that, as you should. Like, why should you feel like you have to subject yourself to negative comments from negative family members if that's what always happens when you go home, and Christmas is the time that family does tend to get together. So to be sort of trapped in an environment like that, like, I know I would rather spend it alone. So then, yeah, it is a lonely time of year for some. And these like fun, exciting things that we could be going out and doing, but we're single and alone and not like with family, like, yeah, that just adds to it. And as much as I did a whole episode about enjoying being single, and I'm absolutely fine being single, which I am, I still really reiterate that, you know, there's just certain things that you can't really just do casually, I guess. Sure, the Christmas markets could be like a cute date idea, but it's just so much more romantic than that, isn't it? And there's just a different vibe to like walking around a Christmas market, like buying those like Bailey's hot chocolates together, the Christmas music, the mistletoe, you know, that's not really just like linking up with your sneaky link type activity, you know, and like the Christmas movies start coming on and becoming more popular and you just get into the spirit of it. And even I, the queen of singleness, low-key cold-hearted, but really am like a fuzzy care bear on the inside, can hold my hand up and say that it would be fucking nice this time of year to have someone to just like snuggle on the sofa with, you know, watching those movies and doing that kind of stuff with. Okay, I'll be the first to admit it. It is nice. It's not necessary, but it would be nice. And it's just another level of like the feeling shit that's just like playing on my mind right now. I've had like a lot on my mind personally, in the sense of just like personal stress, and I am one to normally be very organized in my life, almost to an extent that I'm too organized in my life, that when things feel out of my control, I can sort of spiral. And this last week, like, number one, I now know on the run-up to my period, was just very chaotic. A lot going on work-wise in terms of scheduling, and again, like scheduling appointments. I had a lot of, God, is there anything worse of just like, right, you've got these certain appointments like in the diary and you've worked your whole other schedule around those appointments. And then the appointments need to get moved. And then the only dates that they can do completely just fuck up your schedule, fuck up everything that you'd like revolved around the appointments. Like, that's kind of what my week had been this last week, of just, I had everything planned. My stress was low. I thought I'd sorted everything out. And then everything just started to unravel and feel out of my control. And I really just needed to take a moment, and I just couldn't find the time to take the moment and just breathe. And I was making things so much more difficult for myself and stressful for myself, when I really did just need to, like, I can't say the word, compartmentalize everything. I think I got that word right. And just think, right, what's the priority here? How can I relieve myself from this stress? Because like I said, it gets to like 3 or 4 p.m. and I just feel like I can't do anything anymore, because it's just dark and I'm lost the energy. And, you know, all this rescheduling and just sitting down and doing these things required a lot of energy that I just didn't have. And can you see why this episode just, I just needed to like vent. I know there's worse things going on in the world, and me rescheduling appointments really isn't like anything at the end of the day. And I can see that now. But in the moment, it's just consuming of, I can't think of how to make this work. Does that make sense? Just like doctor's appointments and like timings of things. Like, for example, I have a doctor's appointment because I just wanted to get myself checked on certain things. I just, not like I had a bit of a blip, but actually, yeah, let's just call it a blip. And I'm trying to be proactive when it comes to things like that. If something feels a little bit off, like, I want to be proactive when it comes to my health. So I had a doctor's appointment that probably is going to involve like swabs and jabs and all of that kind of stuff. And you obviously don't want to do that when you're on your period, right? And I was like looking on my diary on my phone. This is just such a TMI word, like vomit, but hear me out, okay? Just so you guys can, I don't know, maybe relate, maybe empathize, I don't know. But yeah, like I was looking at my period tracker and I was like, right, I'm meant to be on this week, so I'm going to book the doctor's appointment for next week. And then, so I'd done that. And especially around this time of year, it's really difficult to get doctor's appointments. So I had it in the diary, booked it in. Did my period come on time? No, it didn't. So then I thought, oh my God, why is my period not here? Started freaking out about that. And then my period came on 2 days before my doctor's appointment, or like it just was like starting to come on before my doctor's appointment. So then I was like, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to have to like try and reschedule and ring the doctor and reschedule it for next week. But then the sort of like problems that I was experiencing had low-key like gone away. So I was like, do I even need this doctor's appointment? But I wanted to do it anyway. Oh, like all of these like things, like my thoughts just 100 miles an hour, you guys. And when it's already feeling just like I don't have the energy to do like anything, it was just making everything just feel so much bigger and worse than it really was in the grand scheme of things. So I don't know if anyone else is, yeah, just feeling so overwhelmed, and just the thought of like, I don't know, even like bills at the moment, and trying to like figure out like when I, because obviously I'm a limited company within myself, so like I pay myself, but I can't just like take money whenever I want it. It doesn't work like that. Like I have a payday too. And so it's just, again, working out like when to pay these bills, pay, like do this. And I know that is also going to be a massive thing for so many people at the moment. Like just scheduling money and really having to like budget money and be careful with your money. Because around Christmas, yes, there's all of these really nice things going on and we want to go out and do it, but it's like, what sacrifice? And as well, like Christmas presents and stuff, like, oh, it's just such a time of year that is meant to be, and you know, fortunately for some, is just such a great time of year, spoil everyone, you know, get to doing all of these nice things. But just the way the government's been going at the moment, and the cost of living and the rules in place and just the people who are in charge, there is actually a lot to be scared about. And I'm luckily in a slightly more fortunate position than a lot of people. I am fully aware of that, and I'm not saying, and I'm not acknowledging that whatsoever, but that still doesn't stop me feeling a type of way. And also I am sort of experiencing this sort of stuff too. Maybe not to the same level and extreme as some, and that I see on the news. I just, this is what I mean about now more than ever, we really need to talk and share the struggles and let friends and family know if we're struggling, whether if it is mentally, whether if it is literally with anything. Don't keep it in. We need to talk. But this is again why I wanted to do an episode like this, to number one, let you know that I am literally going through this as well, feeling a type of way, you know, wanting to figure out a way to like.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Overcome feeling like this in ways that I can. There'll be certain things obviously you can't control, but when it comes to like my mental health, I want to really, really work on it, because it could be so easy to completely spiral this time of year. And now more than ever, there's just so much like to feel low about. There are great things to feel amazing about as well. Don't get me wrong. I know for so many of us, like, there is just a lot this year to feel low and scared and shit about. So I don't want to bang on about that anymore. I now want to go on to things that we can do to, you know, help improve our mental health, as little as they may seem. Like, I feel like any advice on stuff like this is important and good, and if it, I help just one person by going through these little steps and putting these ideas into your head of just ways to feel better, then this podcast has done its job. The venting is over. The negativity rant is done. Like, let's uplift ourselves now, okay? Like, let's have some advice.
Nothing is going to be off-limits.
As much as it feels good, in a sense, to just, like, vent about that kind of stuff, I feel like talking so negatively all of the time is just, I hate doing that. But, like I said, it's not always sunshines and rainbows over here. Like, it's really been shit at the moment. And not, I just wanted to let everyone know that, yes, it, like, you're not alone feeling shit. Yes, there is science behind it. And, like, really try not to dwell on all of these bad things. But actually, now let's acknowledge the fact that, yes, a lot of us are going through this, but, like, what can we do to help improve this seasonal affective, was it seasonal affective disorder I said it said, stood for? The SAD. Yeah, seasonal affective disorder. So, like I said, I did find this Vogue article that had some great tips that are so just, like, anyone can do them, pretty much. So I thought that they would help. So, like I said earlier, a lot of it was, like, in the brain and how the sunlight prevents our brain's hypothalamus from working properly and leading to increased production of the sleep-inducing hormone melatonin and a decreased production of the happy hormone serotonin. Why can't I read or speak, honestly? It's because I've just been chatting into this microphone, venting. I just need to read a little bit slower and talk a little bit slower, and my brain's going, like, 100 miles an hour. I do apologize. But some of the things that they've said are, for example, take a vitamin D supplement. So a nutritionist said that taking a vitamin D supplement is essential, and you should look for a high IU while getting as much daylight as you can. Studies suggest that we should look for vitamin D supplements of at least 600 IU daily, which is something, vitamins has been something that I have been looking into, especially ones that, like, help with liver and, like, kidney. I just feel like as a young adult with the partying and drinking that we do, the older we get, our organs don't necessarily, like, repair themselves as best as they do when you're younger. So taking vitamins on that is something that I've been really looking into, like cod liver oil, and I think, like, vitamin A and, like, milk thistle vitamins. They're meant to be good for, like, kidney and liver function. So taking a vitamin D supplement is something that I feel like is super affordable. I know it's a purchasing thing, but some vitamins are really super affordable, like going into Holland and Barrett, or even, like, B&M and stuff like that. They will do something like that. So it's good to know, like, 600 IU, okay? Like, let's take notes on that. But as much as taking the vitamin D, which is the kind of, like, the goodness that you get from the sunshine, it's not like there's no sunshine at all, you guys. So obviously just going outside and going for a walk, combining sunlight or just, like, natural light with a walk outside can do wonders for your mood. And I feel like when it was lockdown and there wasn't, like, a huge amount to do, I was in my walking outside era podcast in, like, it's so not only just good for the soul, it's just so therapeutic sometimes. The crisper, cooler, chillier weather, you may think, like, why would I want to walk outside in that? But honestly, wrapping up in a coat, maybe even taking a little coffee with you in a little transport coffee mug, headphones in, a super fun and just, like, motivating podcast, headphones on, listening, getting your steps in the, like, colder weather with the sunlight, honestly, I used to love that. And there's something also just really great, just sort of getting your, knowing that you've got your steps in and like ticking off the list of like exercise for the day also can boost your serotonin and lift your mood. I am such an advocate for making lists and ticking things off of the lists. Like, it's so like good for me. Like, it just makes me feel good and makes me feel accomplished, and feeling accomplished, yeah, makes me feel good, like I achieved something. And that seems so little, of just like writing a list, and even if it's like drawing a box next to it, or like the notes on your phone and just ticking it. Honestly, it's such a small thing, but it really does make me feel great. And if you're one of those people that feels like you're lacking energy and lacking motivation, writing a list that, like, honestly, even if it's the smallest thing of just like feed the cat, have a shower, like, honestly, every tiny step of your day, if you just write it in this list, ticking everything off feels so good. Even if it's just like brushing your teeth, because for some people that is a chore and that is like a big step in the day. So writing a list and being able to tick it off, like, feels so good. So yeah, if you can't actually go out and like buy vitamin D supplements, like actually just being outside and receiving natural vitamin D, going for a walk is great. And not only are you getting the vitamin D, it just, you know, going for a walk can reduce stress, anxiety, high blood pressure. You know, trying to get outside for 2 hours or so, whether it's first thing in the morning, on a lunch break, that kind of thing will do wonders, I'm sure. And I know it sounds like little, and if you can, make the most of that, because the sun is going at like 4 p.m. So first thing in the morning, or like during a lunch break, or if you have free time during the day, prioritizing just being outside. I feel like we're just going to thank ourselves for that later in that evening. Or if you're like confined to an office for most of the day, even if it's just making the most of the breaks, yes, but maybe even where your desk is, if possible, try and move near a window. I know that sounds so silly, but it's one of the suggestions here. Like, if your desk is in like this dark corner of the room and there is a possible chance to be near the window and receive some sort of daylight, do it. Like, again, a small thing that you might not have really even thought of, or you just might thought it might not be possible. If you don't ask, you don't get. And if you're really suffering from being sort of like in the darkness of the room, because that's just where your desk is, ask to move. Be by a window. If you can't get outside, there's other ways to receive the sunlight and the vitamin D. Another thing that they suggest, which might sound really obvious, and I feel like is a lot of people's answers to feeling low, and it might be sort of more accessible to some people than others, but a healthy diet is key. Eating a well-balanced, nutritious diet is essential for helping the body get back to its best self. And those suffering from sad symptoms will know that it will go against everything their body is asking them for. And I can totally relate to this. Like, I have just been craving bowls and bowls of warm pasta, roast potatoes, you know, and nobody's saying don't eat those things, but balance is the key word here. And, you know, like warm desserts and warm pancakes, again, no one's saying don't eat them, but it's all about balance. And I know that's what our bodies are literally craving, but actually scientifically and biologically, consuming a lot of those foods will only lead to one, more cravings, and subsequently lowering of blood, like of the blood pressure, like after eating, that you get that high from eating and then you just kind of feel like a little bit low about it. And it's all about like the right carbs as well. Like, yes, our body's craving carbs. And yes, when we think of carbs, we think of like pasta, pizza and all of that like delicious stuff. But there are good carbs, okay? I'm trying to be very mindful with the words that I use here, because, you know, I hate referring to food as like good and bad. Like, I'm really not trying to say that at all. And when I say good, like the... when I say good, I mean just like the right kind of carbs that are like complex or low impact carbs that don't play havoc with your blood sugar levels, you know, that will satisfy the craving as well. Think like fiber rich fruits, bananas, apples, nuts. I mean, obviously I can't eat nuts, whole grains and vegetables like broccoli. Guys, I am in my broccoli era at the moment. I freaking love broccoli. roasted broccoli, and I actually find myself reaching for it more. And I know you're probably thinking, like, what? But honestly, broccoli florets, spray it with a bit of oil, some salt, some paprika, roast it in the oven for 15 minutes. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so delicious. And yeah, it's like a good low impact type of carb. As much as it can be very easy to want to indulge in all of that kind of thing, and we absolutely should. But like I said, the key word is balance. And especially if you're suffering from feeling like a little bit low, and you can admit to yourself, like, I have been finding that because I'm feeling low, I'm reaching for, you know, those kind of foods, and I'm finding that actually it's a very temporary, like, satisfying feeling, and then I'm just feeling low again. Again, it's scientifically proven that it will just be, because right after you eat something like that, it's all in your blood sugar levels. So, you know, it's all about just having this healthy, balanced diet, and that will do wonders for your mind and your body if you're like battling these kind of symptoms. Like I said, this advice is only for people these are steps to help relieve feeling low. Just little adjustments that we can make to just help ourselves feel a little bit better, okay? And not all of these are going to work for everyone, and not everyone is going to be able to do them all. But like I said, if any of the things that I'm reading out just sort of apply and relate to you, then hopefully I'm providing answers and just like good steps to take. And no one says you need to like change anything drastically and not enjoy yourself or anything like that, because I feel like I'm not like panicking a bit, but I just feel like the topic of food is so subjective and personal, but there is obviously science backed behind it in terms of just like the way that it makes people feel. So I really hope I was being considerate with the way that I like worded all of that back then. And yeah, like I said, I mean, because I can totally relate to that in some ways, but it's not like triggering for me in a sense. And I don't think like an unhealthy relationship with food. So I'm really, really, really sorry if anything that I've just said then is like insensitive or I worded it wrong or anything like that. It's just meant to be sort of backed advice to help make us feel better. Just like switching the types of foods that we eat to kind of like still satisfy the same cravings. Okay, but anyway, moving on. Another step to help make us feel better is to incorporate aromatherapy into our day. So for a simple way to perk up, look to mood boosting essential oils to lift your spirits. Take a moment in the shower. I mean, I feel like a shower is something most of us have every day, with aromatherapy essential shower oils. Ooh, rose is a delicious place to start, apparently. Or apparently applying essential oils to our wrists throughout the day for an immediate serenity. This is something as well, like, I feel like this is definitely the time of year where the candles come out, and I love a sort of spa-like scent. And a brand I really love is like Neom. They're slightly more on the expensive side, I think, but they do have candles that are like tailored around moods. And I feel like if you're the type of person to like shower first thing in the morning, perhaps looking into like these shower oils that sound really good. I think the brand is literally called Aromatherapy Associates London is the one that they're talking about in this article. And rose is a good scent. Scents, I think, just play such a part in feeling good, period. Like, if you smell good, you feel good. And some just have, like, a different effect on us, I suppose. So, yeah, on the wrists, if it's just, like, within your shower gel, or even if it's in the evening, just to help, like, relax and relieve from stress, like, in a bath or something as little as switching out your just current shower gel to one that actually has, you know, these mood boosting oils in, can be like a super subtle but effective step, which I'm definitely going to look into. I love sort of a shower oil, and yeah, the smells, I can already sort of like smell the smell that they're implying, and it really does like help relax you. And that's kind of my thing that's been making me feel really low, is that I'm just not feeling relaxed or at ease. So oils and aromatherapy is definitely a step that I'm definitely going to take on board. And again, when I mentioned earlier about the brain, because of the lack of sunlight not producing serotonin, we all know what helps us produce the serotonin is exercise. Increasing your heart rate triggers the production of mood-boosting endorphins, helps you de-stress, and generally makes you feel ready to take on the day and the world. And if you combine it with nature, you've got the best of both worlds. So obviously the walking earlier helps get the vitamin D in, it helps get your heart rate up and get the exercise in, and it's such a like subtle way of exercising. On my podcast with Hayley, she was even saying about, you know, getting in the gym, helping you feel right. It's such a like, I feel like it's the advice that we all hate to love, in the sense of we know that exercise is going to make us feel better, but it's just so daunting for some people, and it's not super accessible for some people, because I think we associate exercise with being in a gym and really just, you know, going ham. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can be at home. Even if it's just like, one of the other things that they have suggested is yoga as well, to just like help relief with anxiety and just, you know, easing the mind. Like, yoga is exercise. Actually, the day I'm recording this, and actually maybe when you're listening to this, I'm going to my first Pilates class, because I was reading this article and it said about yoga and just, you know, low impact exercises also just being just as effective. And I've been feeling really shit. So I've booked myself in to go to a Pilates class on Monday. So when this is up at 8 a.m. in the morning, I want to get it done. I want to get it out the way. I want my day to start right. And especially with it being a Monday, I was like, what better day to do a class and to just start the day with some relaxing but impactful exercise than a Monday, and with Pilates. So when you're listening to this, I'm probably at my class, and I can let you guys know which class I went to, how I found it, because it's my first one. I've never done it before. So I don't really know like what to expect, but I'm hoping it will be good things. And I'm also really trying to work on my flexibility, because I have like a bad lower back, and I just feel like I need to be stretched. I need to be stretched a lot. So yeah, exercise and yoga, like, we don't have to associate exercise with this daunting, horrible thing. It can just be going for a walk and getting your steps in, or in the comfort of your own home. This is why I love YouTube. There will be a YouTube video for the type of workout that you feel comfortable to do, which I love. And yeah, love that about YouTube. Someone's done it. It doesn't have to be daunting. YouTube is free. Don't need to worry about going to a class. And it can be really beneficial for your mental health and just kickstart you feeling better. So this is something that I hadn't heard of before. And they recommend light therapy. So in lieu of the proper daylight, technology can provide a helping hand. Light boxes, or there are things called SAD lamps, aid to mimic sunshine through artificial light, and can be placed on your desk to expose the body's cells to what they will perceive to be sunlight. And all you need is 20 to 60 minutes of 10,000 lux of cool white fluorescent light, about 20 times as great as ordinary indoor lighting. Wow, so this again would be great. For example, if I said, you know, move your desk to the light, and you listened to that and thought, Rachel, I can't do that. You can actually get these lights that will help and mimic the sunlight. Studies have shown that the Seasonal Affective Disorder Association says that this kind of therapy works in 85% of cases. Wow. So you can get around 400 to 500 lux from normal lights, but for optimum mood and energy, we all need light to see our eyes as bright as a spring morning, and that has to be at least 2000 lux. So roughly four times lighter than a well-lit office. This is coming from a like lighting professional, apparently. And there's a brand called Lumi, and the brand's Vitamin L light box delivers this 10,000 lux. And it takes half an hour of sitting in a 16 to 50 centimeter proximity to feel a difference. And most people will find that light therapy in the mornings works best. So try this first thing in the morning. All you have to do is position your lamp at an angle so the light reaches your eyes. So if you are in an office that doesn't have much sunlight, so that advice at the beginning was just not good, you can actually buy lights that you can put on your desk that have the same impact as the natural daylight. And apparently that's meant to help as well. Light therapy. Who knew? But I suppose the last bit of advice that I literally didn't need to read an article to suggest is just seeing your friends, being social and like being able to talk about this kind of stuff with them is so important. Or not just friends, family or a partner or something. Just reminding yourself that you are probably not the only one feeling this way. And I hope this episode has really sort of reiterated that, because I am feeling this way. But just talking about it with your friends and seeing your friends and doing social things when and where you can, even if it means remotely, like, you know, on Zoom or a FaceTime, but just like planning evenings or an afternoon talking with a friend on the phone, Zoom, in person can be just such a great way to give not only just like structure to your day, but to avoid, you know, loneliness and negative thoughts and feelings. And it is so easy to just be completely consumed by negative thoughts and feelings, especially in this present day, especially just with everything that's going on in the world, especially in the UK right now with the politics and the people that are in control and the rules in place. It's a very scary time of year, as much as it is festive and fun and, you know, that only is going to mask so much and provide so much joy. You know, we need to talk, men and women. Like, even if you, I know with men, there's a stigma that they don't talk so much. So even as a, like, sharing this podcast with one of your guy friends, just let them know, you know, you're there to talk to them. This podcast has done its job. We all need to be talking a lot more. Okay, because we're all prone and it's so easy to just suffer in silence because you don't want to be a Debbie Downer on what's meant to be the greatest time of the year. It's so easy to get into that mindset. But we need to normalize talking about our mental health, especially now, more than ever. And if, unfortunately, you are in a position where you don't have a good support system of friends and you don't have a good support system of family, you know, my next advice would be to speak to a professional. Since SAD, it, like, I keep saying SAD, you know, seasonal affective disorder, seasonal depression is a mental health issue. It's always, always best sometimes if you don't have the friends and family to speak to a professional. Because not only can they assess whether it is just seasonal depression you're suffering with, they'll actually probably be able to tell you if it's something more than that. And they can also test you for things like, you know, vitamin D deficiency and so forth, because that's also a thing. Like, as much as that's great advice and what is a suggestion to this, like, if you're actually really lacking in it, you know, medically, in a medically concerning way, like, obviously a professional and a doctor is going to be the best person to help treat with that. And obviously psychological treatment focusing around cognitive behavioral therapy, it says here, can also be helpful. And apparently there's something called Priory Connect, which is an online video therapy which can be accessed from home, which is amazing. There's a lot of online therapy these days. If going into an office is super daunting, or like a doctor's office, a therapy office, that sort of thing is really daunting. The thought of like being in person with someone is really daunting. You don't have the funds to like even do that. So therefore, what can you do if you feel you need to talk to someone? There is a lot of online solutions for this. So I really hope if you hadn't considered any of that or didn't know any of that and you really need that extra help, I hope this has enlightened you, and I hope that's something that you take away from this episode. I mean, I'm not going to apologize, but I am going to apologize for just maybe the whole sort of tone of this episode being more of like different than the usual stuff that we talk about. But that doesn't take away from how important it is to talk about this kind of stuff. And just to remind you that you're not alone with this kind of stuff and these thoughts. And it's just, yeah, it's so important to talk about. So as much as this may have felt like a negative episode, I feel like it's had, well, I hope it's had positive impact, okay? And maybe it's just giving you a different outlook on things. And I hope the advice was, like, they were good suggestions and doable suggestions if you are experiencing this seasonal depression that I know a lot of us will be experiencing. I've definitely taken notes on some of that advice and taken it on board, and there's definitely going to be some changes that I'm going to make. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your Monday, or whenever it is that you're listening to it, have an amazing rest of the week. Let's, you know, really try and, it's not as easy as saying mind over matter, but now we're like aware of the problem and aware of the situation, and we're aware that there's things that we can do. Like, let's just help ourselves and help our friends, if you know they're suffering, be a little more proactive and just try combat these feelings as much as we can, okay? Because we want to enjoy this time of year the best that we can. So even if it's just little small steps, let's take those steps together, okay? I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.